Q&A, questions and answers. Note: responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. End of note. Question: I love the gospel, but talking about it with others terrifies me. How can I overcome my fear? Response from the New Era: even the best member missionaries are nervous about sharing the gospel sometimes, but they overcome their fear in the same way you overcome any fear, by replacing your fear with faith. The scriptures are full of encouragement. Fear not, I will help thee. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 30. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. Developing the kind of faith that replaces fear with power and love will take effort and practice. You can't just wait for faith to come to you. You need to develop it. Start by thinking of small ways to share your testimony. You could write your testimony in a letter, or you could write your testimony in your journal every day for a week. Once you feel confident expressing your testimony in writing, try bearing it in sacrament meeting, in family home evening, or to a close friend. As you build your testimony sharing skills, your confidence and faith will grow. If you are nervous because you think you might be asked questions you cannot answer, a little preparation can help. The Lord told Hiram Smith, "First seek to obtain my word, and then shall your tongue be loosed. Then if you desire, you shall have my spirit and my word, yea, the power of God unto the convincing of men." Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 21. Read the scriptures and other church materials to help build your gospel knowledge. Share these resources, pamphlets, magazines, and so on, with others. Mormon.org is another great place to learn more and to refer others to as well. Pray for added courage. Remember, if you don't have all the answers, you can always ask someone or do some research. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said, "The intensity of our desire to share the gospel is a great indicator of the extent of our personal conversion." Sharing the Gospel, Ensign, November 2001, page 7. You have the desire. Now let that desire grow into action as you practice sharing the gospel. See Alma chapter 32. Response from readers. Your fear is natural. Ask the missionaries if you can go on exchanges with them. Have them teach a discussion in your home and share your testimony. But most important, ask Heavenly Father for opportunities to share the gospel. He will give you the words He wants you to say. Vicki Hammy, age 17, Mountain Home Ward, Springfield, Missouri, South Stake. I always used to be scared of talking with others about the gospel, but think of your testimony and that wonderful feeling you get because you know the gospel is true. Ask your Heavenly Father for a missionary experience and pray for His guidance. Then I'm sure you will love to speak about the church and will want to do so again and again. Dana Jill Barthel, age 16, Bonn Ward, Dusseldorf, Germany, Stake. In seminary, I learned that Jesus Christ has called us to participate in His work. I understand from 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 13 through 16, that I am a light and also the salt of the earth, and that if I love the Lord, I must live by His words. That is how I overcame my fear. Jean Gary Gillot, age 17, Carrefour Ward, Port-au-Prince, Haiti, Stake. The love I feel for this great work has allowed me to talk about the gospel. We need to pray a lot, read the scriptures, attend seminary, and seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Then the words will come. Cesar A. Flores Barrios, age 15, Cantora Ward, El Tigre, Venezuela, Stake. If you try to talk to a good friend, you will feel more comfortable. If you start by talking about a gospel standard that is easy to explain, it will be easier to share more. Once you talk to one friend, you will be able to talk to anyone. Gretchen Shillamat, age 14, Keene Ward, Concord, New Hampshire Stake. It doesn't matter what others think, but it does matter what Heavenly Father thinks. If I were enjoying a wonderful feast and my friends were with me, I wouldn't ignore them. I also wouldn't just invite them to read the recipes. I would ask them to eat with me. Christina M. Harrop, age 16, Palmer 3rd Ward, Wasilla, Alaska Stake. I learned to trust the Lord and let the Spirit guide me. You just have to remember that you don't have to be afraid when the Lord is on your side. The Spirit will help you. Amber Wilson, age 14, Parkersburg Ward, Charleston, West Virginia, Stake. To overcome this fear, I think of how much I wish I had known about this gospel sooner. My friends and family also need to receive it urgently. We must talk with enthusiasm of the activities we participate in, of the joy the gospel brings. Others will desire to know where our happiness and faith come from. Avila Fernanda de Campos, age 19, Breganaca, Paulista Ward, Itatiba, Brazil Stake. Our fear will be gone when we are made perfect in love. See 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Pray diligently for that gift of perfect love and approach your friends with love. Smile, give a helping hand, and express gratitude. By doing so, you cannot only overcome fear, you can radiate the blessings of the gospel. Elder Tomohiko Funai, age 19, Idaho Pocatello Mission. We can overcome this fear initially by becoming friends, and then we will feel more at ease about bearing our testimony to people so the Spirit can touch them. Annie Denez, age 16, Valentina Ward, J.O. Pessoa, Brazil, Rangel Stake. One must have a testimony this gospel to courageously share it with others. Use your testimony as a guide. Search and pray about overcoming your fear. Aaron Michelson, age 13, Southbury Ward, New Haven, Connecticut Stake. Sidebar: do not let fear overcome your efforts. Fear comes not from God, but from the evil one. The adversary of all truth would put into your heart a reluctance to make an effort. Cast that fear aside and be valiant in the cause of truth and righteousness and faith. If you now decide that this will become the pattern of your life, you will not have to make that decision again. President Gordon B. Hinckley, excerpts from recent addresses of President Gordon B. Hinckley, end sign, January 1998, page 72. End of sidebar. What do you think? Send your answer to the question below along with your name, birth date, ward and stake or branch and district, and a photograph to Q&A, New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, floor 24, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please respond by March 15, 2005. Question: my friend doesn't feel that she fits in. What can I do to make her feel welcome at church? End of the section, Q&A, questions and answers.